Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Tell's Tabernacle Live. Welcome to Tell's Tabernacle family, to all friends joining us through Facebook and YouTube Live, where we are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. Can you just stand with me as we go into prayer this morning? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for this Sunday morning, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for allowing us to fellowship in your presence, Lord God Jesus. Lord God, ask you to just fill this place with your spirit, Lord God. Fill this place with your grace, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you just bless the word that is going to be given to us this morning. Lord God, I just ask you to continue to just make ways out of no ways, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for your mercy, Lord God. I thank you for putting us in positions to be able to worship you, give honor to you, and it feels good to do so, Lord God. Lord God, I just want to say I love you this morning, Lord God. Continue to work in the midst of your people, Lord God. In Jesus' name we thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen. While I got you on your feet, we're going to move to Malachi 1:11. That's Malachi 1:11. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And Malachi 1:11 reads, "For the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And every place and saint shall be offered to my name, and pure offer for my name shall be great among the nations, saith the Lord of the hosts." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And before we bring Sister Reed up, we're going to ask the musicians to give us a little bit of music for, I want us to do meet and greet this morning. Come on, tell her. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands. This is the way we praise.
Come on, tell her. Let's clap our hands there. Tell us, worship him.
We magnify your name.
Come on, say, this is the way we praise him. Come on, this is the way we praise him.
Just
clap your hands.
Come on, Tyler, clap your hands. Clap your hands. This is the way we praise. Come on, clap your hands, Tyler. Clap your hands. This is the way we praise. Come on, clap your hands. This is the way we praise. Come on, clap your hands. Say, this is the way we praise. Come on. Clap. Can we do this before praise and worship? Let's just give them a quick praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. Say, this is the way we praise. Clap your hands. Say, this is the way we praise. Come on, clap your hands. This is the way we praise. Come on, clap your hands. This is the way we praise. Clap your hands. Say, this is the way we praise Him. Clap your hands. Say, this is the way we praise Him. Clap your hands. This is the way we praise Him. Clap your hands. This is the way we praise Him. Clap your hands. This is the way we praise Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, Tyler, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said, hallelujah, I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I give God all the glory and all the praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For just carrying me to another week, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, so I don't stop. Keep worshiping Him, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't need a rock to cry out for me, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'll lift your name every day of the week, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, Tyler, let's worship Him, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep clapping. Keep worshiping as Sister Reed comes up, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory for all that He has done. We serve a great God. We serve an awesome God. There's nobody that is like Him. So in spite of everything that we go through, in spite of everything that we encounter, we still give thanks. Hallelujah. How can I say thanks for the things You have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet You gave to prove Your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I give it all to Thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God with His power. To God be the glory for the things. Oh, for the things.
God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. For everything he's done for us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's been God a long time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I don't want him to change anything he does. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please stand as we welcome our Reverend Kiriton to bring the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Go ahead with it. Hey, glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to his name. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Yeah, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, woo, thank you, Jesus, glory to his name, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Stay with it while you got it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Go ahead and give him the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, if you've got your Bible, come on. Come on and find yourself in the Old Testament. While you're in the Old Testament, we're going to be in 2 Kings, the 17th chapter. We're going to hit there in the 28th verse. Amen. So head to the second Old Testament,
2 Kings, the 17th chapter, there will be at the 28th verse. Amen. This morning we're going to take a look at the Samaritan cities. Amen. So the Old Testament, we're in 2 Kings 17. In the New Testament, we'll be in John, the 4th chapter, and we're just going to read one verse there in 23. Amen. Amen. So if you're with me, 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, 28, begins like this. It says, "Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord." Amen. This is church planting. Amen. They had to bring in the minister. They planted him and said, "Teach them how they should fear the Lord." But verse 29, it says, "However, every nation continued to make gods of its own and put them in shrines on the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in the cities where they dwelt. The men of Babylon made Succoth-Benoth. The men of Cuth made Nergal. The men of Hamath made Ashima. The Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak. And the Sepharites burned their children in fire to Adrammelech and Anemelech, the gods of Sepharim. So they feared the Lord, and from every class they appointed for themselves priests of the high places, who sacrificed for them in the shrines of the high places." Verse 33, "They feared the Lord, yet they served their own gods according to the rituals of the nations from among whom they were carried away." Amen. Looking at the Samaritan cities in the Old Testament. Now in the New Testament, in John 4 and 23, we find Jesus speaking these words to Samaria. "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." Amen. The Father is seeking such to worship him. The Father is seeking true worshipers, those who worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Amen. Listen, for the time that we have this morning, I'd like to speak on this subject. Don't give up on the city. Amen. Don't give up on the city. Amen. You may remember, if you were logged in to Bible study a few weeks ago, we might say it this way, while we are here, amen, don't give up on the city. Amen. Come, let us pray together. Father, help us that we may walk as light in your city. Father, we surrender to you now. We are thankful to be in your presence this morning. We are thankful for the many doors of churches everywhere that are open and that your Holy Spirit permeates through the neighborhoods and the nation. We are thankful, O Lord, that you have found us ready to receive you this morning. We pray that the word that you have chosen will impact the hearer and the city around us. We pray that we will respond to your grace and that the Holy Spirit will not be overridden by our own choices. Father, continue to magnify your Son Jesus in our lives. Guide our path, our words, and our passion for all to know the gospel message. Father, we pray for miracles, signs, and wonders in this city for the glory of your name. We love you and we bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. You may be seated in the sanctuary. Listen, a few weeks ago on June 3rd, the first African-American female mayor of Philadelphia, the Honorable Sherelle Parker, announced the launch of One Philly, a united citywide cleaning and greening program. The Office of Clean and Green Initiatives, in collaboration with various city departments, will employ a proactive and holistic strategy to address the many chronic quality of life issues related to litter
illegal dumping, graffiti, abandoned automobiles, vacant lots, and nuisance properties. Our Mayor Parker said, my overarching goal for Philadelphia is a safer, come on, say it, cleaner and greener city. You've heard her say it, with access to economic opportunity for all. Our clean and green initiative is central to what we want to achieve for our residents. Clean and green will begin cleaning every residential block citywide. Amen. I think you may have heard the press release. Amen. Any of us that have been in the city for more than 24 hours have probably seen Mayor Parker on the news stations and heard her vision for a safer, cleaner, and greener city. Amen. However, there's another initiative running over our city this summer, and it's not so widely publicized, although it is purposed with the same intensity of passion and strategic vision. This initiative is called Jesus Week 2024, and it's under the ministry of Pastor David Beidle and in partnership with churches in every zip code of our city. Amen. When Pastor Ford shared this email with Sister Keisha this week and the evangelism team, I had to look this thing up. I had to say, what exactly is Jesus Week? And maybe you're thinking the same thing right now. Well, Pastor Bidle's ministry team explains it as this. During Jesus Week, we will be equipping and co-laboring with churches and ministries to see a holy flood of saturation and transformation wash over our region. A strong church and prayer coalition is built and working together in every zip code through the city in a unified John 17 saturation to transformation movement. Amen. And so at the same time that Mayor Parker is employing teams to clean the streets, the Jesus Week Philly ministry is building coalitions between churches to bring the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit to cleanse the hearts and souls of city residents. Amen. The streets department will be gathering bags of trash while the street ministry will be distributing bags of food. They will be gathering children for vacation Bible schools. They will be raising the volume for Joy Night worship, and they will be calling on the name of Jesus for street corner prayer tables. Amen. Listen, don't give up on the city. Amen. God's mercy endures forever and ever, and it seeks us even right now. In the 17th chapter of 2 Kings, the Samaritan region wasn't bringing much hope. While the region was part of the promised land, God allowed the people of Israel to be exiled because of their disobedience. Early in the chapter, verse 7 describes what was going on in the city at that time. It says, for it was so that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods and had walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. Also, the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right. Amen. How many know you can't really do anything secret against God? But they were so conniving in their minds that they thought they could. Amen. They built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified city. They set up for themselves sacred pillars and wooden images on every high hill and every green tree. They burned incense on all the high places, like the nations whom the Lord had carried away before them. That means, listen, that they had defeated these folks before. Amen. But even though they had victory over them, because of their disobedience, the Lord turned it around and allowed it to come back the other way. It was saying that they did wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols of which the Lord had said to them, you shall not do this thing. Amen. The situation in this Samaritan city is one of spiritual despair. Time and time again, God had offered Israel a chance to return to him, but the secular world had gripped their attention and they chose to worship with cultural traditions of their blended families rather than the commandments of the Lord, which required a holy separation. Amen. It wasn't even any better later in the chapter. Down at the end, verses 40 and 41 read, they did not obey, but they followed their former rituals. So these nations feared the Lord. They had been sent a priest to teach them the ways of God. So they began to fear the Lord, yet they still served their carved images. Also, their children and their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did, even to this day. Amen. Generations cursed. Amen. Listen, in this Samaritan region, they like to mix up their worship. Amen. Sometimes they worship the Lord, but on other times it depended on whether the football game began at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Amen. That depended where their worship was. Sometimes they worship the Lord, but they had a different playlist in their ear pods after church than what the choir was just singing maybe 20, 30 minutes ago. Amen. Yes, in Samaria, they were mixing up their worship. They begged for mercy in the face of lions. Read the scripture. But when their children needed mercy, they threw them in the fire. Amen. They worshiped God. They were taught his ways, so they were worshiping him. They spoke often of the Lord their God, but still not as much as they spoke about Gucci, Chanel, Nike, and New Balance. So we come to know Samaria as this mixed up place. Not only a mixture of nations, which was the design of the king of Assyria, but it was also a mixture of beliefs and spiritual priorities. They had access to the Lord our God, but they chose cultural traditions over his commandments. That's 2 Kings. It's there. You can read it. Read 15, 16, chapter 17. We really don't get out of this thing, right, until we get the 2 Chronicles, right? Solomon saying, and we know 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, right? Amen. Go and get it. Y'all know it already. You say, well, I know that. Amen. But many generations later, by the time we get to the New Testament, we're thinking things might be better, but we still find that Samaria is an interesting mission field. Here in John chapter 4, Samaria is still a mixed up place. Verses 1 and 2 say this. It says, the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples. Amen. And I took a note here, because what I was reading was how effective and productive the disciples were in this moment of time. Amen. Here they were. They had just started following Jesus a few chapters ago, but now they're in full ministry with Jesus. Having followed him, they are now going out and baptizing just as John the Baptist had begun. So productive, so effective that they caught the eyes of the Pharisees. The word continues in verse 3. It says, Jesus left Judea and departed again to Galilee. And we know verse 4, but he needed to go through Samaria. Amen. By verse 3, Jesus is moving while the disciples are working. And in verse 4, we're seeing that Jesus has to go through Samaria. We find that the disciples are working in ministry, baptizing even more than John the Baptist, converting souls everywhere, right? Effective, productive, catching the eyes of the Pharisees. But apparently the disciples had not yet been drawn to Samaria. They had not yet gone to the mixed up city. The disciples were productive in ministry, but maybe their human biases, their stereotypes, their preconceived thoughts had kept them from ministering to the city. And so if it wasn't clear earlier, if we were asking why did Jesus have to go to Samaria, why was he so strongly compelled, we can now say because he was being led by the Spirit. Jesus was not giving up on the city because of its history and what it was known for. Other priests had gone to the city and there was no change, no response of repentance from the Samaritans. So maybe it's easy to understand why the disciples continued to minister elsewhere. But of Jesus, verse 4 says, he needed to go through Samaria. And if you King James, he says he must go. Amen. Amen. In the spirit, Jesus is saying that there is a remnant. There are those who remain who have a sincere desire to return to the Lord. Jesus is saying that there are those who desire a relationship with God, but they're just not sure how to do that. Listen, the disciples worked so hard in the mission field. They were out, they were running, they were productive. They worked up a hunger. Amen. Come on, they still had human needs. They were out there, but their humanity was kicking in, and the brothers had to go get a plate before any more work could get done. Amen. But while they grew weak in their flesh, Jesus grew stronger in his spirit because he was going to a place where there was a harvest to be ready. Amen. Come on, we could spend some time and preach this whole sermon about the woman at the well. But if I summarize it, if I just take a step back, what we can find is that this whole thing began with a conversation. Amen. The woman's life would change when that conversation began. Amen. And in fact, we might even say that the life changed for everyone in that city as a result of this one conversation. Amen. So what is the value of a conversation at a simple watering hole? What is the value of a conversation that begins at a street corner prayer table? How many in this city were saved because of conversations that began during a summer vacation Bible school? Amen. Listen, take this note. Conversion begins with conversation. Amen. Conversion begins with conversation, and just as Jesus did with the woman at the well, he has done with you and I. Jesus began to speak clearly, plainly, in a way that we could understand. Jesus made it plain. He begins to speak truth that we could no longer deny. Jesus encountered us in the city, in our mixed up place. Glory to God. But his words brought our faith to heavenly places, and he began to replenish our soul. Glory to God. Here in John chapter 4, Jesus uses a conversation to destroy the grip of religious boundaries. He tears down religious strongholds. And in verse 21, he says, "Woman, believe me. The hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father." Amen. That was the big theological debate between the Jews and the Samaritans. Where was it that they were to worship? But he breaks it down. He destroys the grip of these religious traditions. And he says, "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews." He says, yes, there is truth in what the prophets had said. "But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him." Amen. Come on, tell your neighbor the Father is seeking you to worship Him. In this conversation, Jesus begins to tear down theological debates regarding where the city was to go for proper worship. Jesus tears down man-made territories and claims you and I for Himself. All that are seeking Him, all that would call on the name of Jesus in spirit and in truth. And this woman's whole life began to change in an instant. Her faith received Jesus. She forgot about the work at hand. Listen, she had come to the well for water, but when you read the scripture, she left the vessel. She left the water pot and she hurried back to tell others about the man that she had met at the well. It says in John 4:39-40 that the conversation with the woman at the well turned into a two-day revival. Glory to God. It reads here, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in Him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans had come to Him, they urged Him to stay with him, and He stayed there 2 days. They came seeking. The remnant of the city came seeking. Those who had not given up on the coming of the Messiah. And that day they received their reward. Amen. Jesus didn't give up on the city. Amen. But maybe we should ask ourselves today, have you given up on Jesus in the city? Have you given up on the power of Jesus to heal, save, and deliver in your neighborhood? Amen. Maybe I'll ask the question a different way. Maybe I'll say it like this. Will you make some time for Jesus Week 2024? Or are you thinking it really won't make any difference? Will you mark your calendar and come ready to worship on joy night? Or will you be waiting to find out who the musician is for that evening first? Will you sign up to work a table at the farmer's market and have your testimony ready to share? Or will you just be in the line with others picking out your collard greens and tomatoes? Amen. Saints of God, Jesus is in the city. Will we join Him at the well? Glory to God. Come on, as I begin ready to close this word, we can go back to Romans 10:8-10, amen, where the word of salvation waits for us. What does it say? It says the word is nigh thee. It means it's close to you. It means He says in the word, it's even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. Will you respond in faith to the conversation that we're having right now? Will you openly call on the name of Jesus as your Savior and in doing so receive the full free gift of salvation? Will you receive the purpose that God has placed over your life? Amen. 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 Come on, deacons. Amen. Listen, the doors of the church are open. If you're online, the doors of the church are open. The chat room is open. And we pray now for you that if you would come, that the Lord Jesus would meet you in this place. That if you would respond to the message that now resides on this altar, glory to God. If you would come as a true worshiper, glory to God, setting everything else aside, God says today's your day. Conversation has led to conversion. God has not forgotten about you. God has not forsaken you. But he's right here, waiting for this moment. Glory to his name. Listen, saints of God. We're going to pray over our city. Amen. I'm going to read from a prayer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries that he uses to pray over cities. And if you're a believer in this house, if you're a believer online, you have to pause what you're doing. And you have to come in agreement with your faith, with the authority of Jesus Christ, to do what we proclaim in this prayer. Amen. So pray in agreement and authority in the name of Jesus for the transformation of the city around us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the city and region that we are blessed with the privilege of living. We thank you that by placing us here, you have assigned us to spiritually steward the place where we live. So today we rise up and take our place in all spiritual authority given by the Father. Lord, according to Zechariah 10:1, we pray that you would send forth rain to our city. Let an outpouring of the Holy Spirit fall on this place and overcome any evil forces operating against it. In the name of Jesus, we speak against every wicked spirit operating in this city right now and command every demon to flee this place in Jesus' name. The righteous are claiming this city. No weapon formed against it will prosper. Every tongue that rises against this city will be shown to be in the wrong. We declare this is a godly city and righteousness prevails. We command the spirits of poverty, violence, anger, hate, witchcraft, atheism, lying, sexual immorality, and all other wrong spirits to leave in Jesus' name. We bind every foul spirit that is affecting this city and command them to stop their maneuvers and cease and desist in their actions. We plead the blood of Jesus around this city and declare angels are encamped around us here. Psalm 91 is over our city. We pray for every leader in this city according to 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 1st and the 2nd verse, the mayor, the city council, and all others in authority. We pray that they would rule justly and with godly wisdom. We pray for strength and blessing for them. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan from operating over the political scene of this city. We command Satan to take his hands off of our city's government, economy, and social scene right now in Jesus' mighty name. We ask you, Lord of the harvest, to send forth laborers to every neighborhood. Let your light shine throughout every neighborhood, every school, every storefront, and every church. Let the gospel permeate every part of this city and break through every area of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for revival in this land. We ask all these things in faith, knowing that your word says one man can chase 1,000. The mighty name of Jesus, spoken by one with faith, is enough to transform a city. We expect it, we receive it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank the Lord at this time. Service back in the hands of our brother Khalil.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, tell her offer up a worship to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We say that prayer from faith, God. Hallelujah, God. What a word from the Reverend. Hallelujah. What a word from the Reverend, God. What a prayer for the city, God. Hallelujah. I believe that prayer is going to change things, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And now we will move to a time of giving and announcements. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all don't sound happy. Hallelujah. The time of giving. Hallelujah. God gives to us every day of the week. Hallelujah. He gives us another day to live. Hallelujah. Another breath to take. So let's move to our time of offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning to the Teller Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of the five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, and also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. There's also two boxes on the windowsill to my right, which is your left, which you may place envelopes and cash in. Hallelujah. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256. And you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to thetellertabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions there. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Teller Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. The Venmo for the church is at Teller-Tabernacle-6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, as I mentioned, there are two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. For Cash App or Venmo, please use for Cash App, $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, and for Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And with that being said, I'm going to call up Deacon Tyrone to give our announcements. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue through Facebook, YouTube Live, so thank you, and continue to join us for worship from home. Remember to hit subscribe on the YouTube channel or follow us on Facebook at Teller's Tabernacle so you're informed for all the updates and upcoming gatherings. If you're not receiving the weekly emails, please send out your email and we'll add you to the list. Saturday, June 29th, Men's Fellowship will be at the Phillies game starts at 4:05. And we will be tailgating at 2:05. So we're going to be meeting in parking lot M, which is located on Darien and Patterson, for our tailgate. So my number is 484-942-5656. Again, that's 484
972-942-5656. Once you arrive at the park, just give me a call and I'll direct you exactly to where we'd be located. Angel Tree Christmas, they will be meeting this Thursday through via Google Meets, June 27th. Please contact Sister Zakiya Price. Every Sunday, we will be gathered here at 8:30 in-person corporation. Every first Sunday, we'll be gathered at 8:30 for in-person corporation prayer, following morning worship at 10 a.m. Wednesday night, prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meets. And Sunday school, 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meets. We're looking forward to seeing your child every Sunday, every second, third, and fourth Sunday. And fifth Sunday, I'm sorry. Remember the Pastor Wiley Challenge. And also the Soul to the Sanctuary Farmers Market will be August 10th, partnering with Tellus Tabernacle, The Garden at Turning the Tide, and Bible Union Fellowship. That'll be from 12 to 4 p.m. and the location will be 6049 Pond Street. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his announcements. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Now we're going to call up our Reverend Curitan to give our benediction. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm just going to ask Sister Keisha if she would come and actually ask her to close us out in benediction. As we stand, amen, just want to come behind the angel tree announcement as well. For those in the sanctuary, our Sister Zakiya is here today, so certainly if you have any questions, she's here. The link for the Google Meet is available in the church newsletter that goes out, so feel free to catch up with her on that. And anything you want me to add on that, Sister Zakiya? That's pretty good. Got you. Okay, good. Amen. And can I throw out the date for Joy Night yet? I can't throw that date out because I saw something in the email. I wrote it down. I'm ready. Throw it out. We on the 19th. We can name it and claim it. Amen. So look, I pushed brother, Deacon Khalil a little bit for that date. But it's July 19th. We're going to get Joy Night together. I wanted to get it out there because that gives us time to put it on our calendar. Amen. Even if we don't know what's going on yet, we can just mark it out that Friday night. We're good to go. Amen. We'll find out. They'll have flyers at some point. And if the date changes, the date changes. Amen. Glory to God. Got to be in it. Move it. He'll control it. Amen. Amen. But right now we're going to block out July 19th and see how the Lord moves. Amen. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word that went forth. And Lord, help us to let it marinate on our hearts, to start the conversations with our neighborhood, with those in our community, with those that we encounter, God. Father, we ask that you will bless and keep us this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.